You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of March 19th, 2014. And today we talk about this year's first Titanic release.
Worth it. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points podcast, and my name is Scott Juster.
And I'm George Albor.
We got 3 minutes until Titanfall, so
we gotta do this fast. God, quick!
Yeah. We are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It's a serious but not humorless conversation about video games. And we don't only play small indie games and random flash things we find on the internet.
Yeah, no. Sometimes we stop our tears from flowing over just these touching games.
And we go shoot some robots in
the
face.
We go shoot robots. That's exactly right.
So, Titanfall, we made this pact a few weeks ago. Maybe even, at the end of last year.
Yeah. It was after E3, in fact. Oh, okay. Because we were we're going to play Titanfall.
Yeah. I mean, so, we saw the trailer. It has the lineage. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's one of the bigger games to come out this year so far. So, we're like, all right, we're going to do Titanfall. We're going to do a debrief about it. And this is it.
Yeah, we've done it. We talked a lot about Titanfall already.
We did.
it's so funny because we made some predictions, which we'll discuss.
Oh, crap. What were our predictions?
Well, our predictions,
They're
all true. Okay, so good. That's, no, of course.
Yeah.
But some of them have yet to be decided. But one of the big things I remember saying on the podcast was that Titanfall and Destiny would be two games that may or may not sort of define the future of first-person shooters.
Yep.
So the whole time I was playing Titanfall, I was sort of, besides what's happening?
Yeah.
was a lot of thinking about in what ways is this really changing things?
Yep.
Is it changing things?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping we get to at some point on the show.
Yeah.
But where should we start? I actually feel like there's quite a bit.
Yeah, there's kind of a lot, which is funny because the game itself isn't that expansive.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah. I think one thing is that did you have any emotional inclination going into this because of the Call of Duty stuff?
Yeah.
For folks that don't know, this is by the same people who created Call of Duty and also Modern Warfare 1 and 2.
Yeah. I mean, I had high expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say emotional. Yeah. I don't think I was Zampanella.
Yeah, Vince. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, that being said, when people saw that Titanfall was announced or whatever and everybody knew it was coming, you give such a benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
On Origin, which is what I'm currently playing on, one of the splash images when you first log on,
mm-hmm.
it says Titanfall, what does it say? It says, it meets its expectations.
Yeah, it's already, there's a little badge on the thing that says 75 awards, and it's like, what? The game came out last week.
Those awards are from last
E3. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, because I think so much of the way that we're understanding Titanfall is in relation to its lineage.
Yeah, I think so, too. But that's pretty much my status quo on it. I guess we can frame it by explaining the game a little bit for folks, because I think everyone knows, hey, you look down the sights and you shoot guys.
Yes.
I mean, that is the game.
Unless you're using the new pistol.
Right, exactly. God, that pisses me off so much.
We gotta talk about that pistol, it's great.
It is, persistent multiplayer, so even in the campaign you are playing against other people.
Yes.
I've heard that it's like Brink, but I've never played Brink.
Yeah, I've never played Brink.
But Brink was kind of has developed this cult following because both it has a parkour mantling system and mm-hmm. also it's online all the time.
Yeah.
Even in the campaign, you go through certain scenarios, but you are playing against other humans mm-hmm. too. You're just on one side of the war versus that side of the war.
And the number of people you're playing against is only six.
Yeah.
So it's a 12-team group.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of concern that the game would feel small.
Yeah.
So what they've done is sort of flooded the environment with a lot of minions or grunts or specters.
Let's just call them creeps.
Yeah, they're creeps. Yeah. They're NPCs. Yeah. They're incredibly ineffective.
Yeah.
But they're just sort of around there.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Respawn has talked about it is that they call them... They said they wanted to create a target-rich environment,
mm-hmm.
and I think they do succeed in that, in that there are a lot of minions, a lot of things to shoot, even if it's not other players.
Yep, yeah. And you're very rarely in danger for any of those things. Because mm-hmm. there's the regular grunts, and then there's, like, the super creeps, like, that are the specters, like, yeah. these robot things. And unless you're overwhelmed, or unless...
You just took damage, right, and are almost dead.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they're enough to tip the scale a little bit, but, you know, you only die from those if you're in a terrible position.
Yeah. Yeah. The real reason the minions are important in any way yeah. is that every time that you kill one of these creeps,
yeah.
your timer for your Titanfall drop yeah. is lowered. Which, yep. by the way, is... I mean, what is the, like, RP here? Like, what is like, your commander's because... like, he's proven himself. Send him the Titan.
No, you're harvesting the technology and sending it back up.
When, to like,
the...
data packs or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't so, make many, any, so many
that
data.
Doesn't make any sense.
So many packets. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's actually one of the more interesting departures from Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no... I mean, I guess there's somewhat of a pretense, but there's no reality here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very... In this like, climate of, like, trying to go for verisimilitude, visually, sure. Like, things look like they're metal and they look like they're rusty and whatever, but yeah. there's no... Like you're saying, there's no role-playing element to, like, oh, this is why this world works in
yeah,
this
exactly.
way. Like, it's,
yeah.
it is just a video game.
It is a video game.
Yeah. What else? Where else should we go from there?
Well, once your Titan falls, yeah. then you sort of partake in a different style of game.
Oh, right.
Where the previous
yeah.
one is a lot of mobility.
Yeah.
A lot of the sort of run-and-gun, regular shooting.
Yep.
The Titan is much slower, Big Mac, fires crazy large rounds.
Yeah.
What's funny, I think, and interesting about Titanfall is how quickly the flow of combat will shift.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 minutes into a match, basically everyone is getting their Titanfall.
Yeah.
And you just, like, it's just raining Titans from the sky. And you sort of know, like, okay, it's time. You make your mad dash, mm-hmm. you jump into your Titan, and now what you're playing is, it's not, you know, it's just not the same speed of running around. You're mm-hmm. you're trying to be a bit more careful because...
A bit more mech warrior-ish.
Yeah, and your yeah. Titan is a very valuable thing, right? Yeah. Not only can you kill pilots really easily, you can kill minions really easily,
yeah.
which, depending on the game mode, either contribute towards, you know, unlocks or your core ability, or
yeah.
contribute towards, you know, the attrition points,
yeah.
things like that. So, I mean, you really value your Titan, so you tend to play maybe a little bit more safe.
Yeah. Depending. Well, the other thing is their Titan is pretty fragile, like, right. all things considered. Yeah. I mean, it is a big tank, but they balance... I think the balancing in this game is pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell why... It's impressive that this game, even though it did... They started working on it, whatever, 4 years ago or something, but, like, first they had to put together a studio.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anybody. Yeah. And then they had to start working on the game, and I bet a huge amount of that time was just balance tweaking.
I have no doubt.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the Titans, you'll call many Titans over the course of a match because they blow up pretty easily.
Yeah.
And it's something, it was a mental shift that I had to get over early on where it's like, why is this tank so fragile?
Yeah.
And then you kind of get to, you know, the mindset where it's a bit more of an exoskeleton type thing
yeah.
rather than a tank.
One of my first inclinations when playing was that, oh, well, I'm not going to drop my Titan right away. I'm going to mm-hmm. wait and drop it later.
Yeah.
But what I actually find is, depending on the quality of your team, of course,
yeah.
you actually want to drop all of your Titans at the same time. Because
yep.
any moment it's two Titans versus one Titan,
yep.
it's very bad.
Yeah.
And in fact, the game lets you know you are outnumbered in huge flashing, like, you are about to get fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are two Titans right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's very, very, very much intentional. They want you to know, like, you should be rolling out as a Titan squad.
Yep.
You know, use tactics.
Yeah.
If you're saving your Titan for later, you're just wasting it. That's just 30 seconds
yeah.
of not having that extra force.
Plus, every time you drop a Titan, you get points.
Yeah.
So, you know, that Call of Duty style XP bonus mm-hmm. system is, like, in full effect to a pretty extreme effect too, mm-hmm. like everything you do you get points for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so, like, playing the game itself, first off, we're both playing on PC.
Yes.
Using Origin.
Ouch.
You know, I haven't really had any problems with Origin other than I have no idea how to add friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have to, like, dig into it a little bit more, but...
I had some audio problems, because Origin has no, like, in-games... I expected it to be like Steam, where
mm-hmm.
I could choose some sort of settings, default
oh, yeah.
settings.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any of those.
Yeah. I had my microphone in, but then I tried to use it, and nothing was happening.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We'll talk about this right now. Why
okay.
not? It's
yeah.
push-to-talk.
Oh, and they don't tell you that?
They don't tell you that.
Okay, cool.
I had no idea it was push-to-talk.
Yeah, me neither.
I spent an hour trying to fix my microphone. I'm not even kidding.
I was just like... tapping on the mic, and I was like, oh, well, maybe the drivers are weird or something, and I just kept on. So
yeah.
What key is
Z.
The, Z. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Which, by the way, I'm playing on the PC, but I'm using a controller when I play.
Oh, and... I'm fascinated by this. I was going to ask you about this. Okay. Yeah. Where did you... So you still have to press Z to push to talk?
Yes. What because the fuck? Because they don't, as far as I understand, and maybe I'm wrong, right? But okay. I pushed all the buttons on my controller.
Yeah.
They do not map push to talk on your 360 controller when you plug it into your PC.
Interesting.
Now, they do have it mapped, I believe, on the Xbox One controller.
Ah.
So I don't know what devilry is happening in my machine. But even if it was mapped onto the controller,
right.
The idea that automatic push to talk, and you can't switch it off. You can't make it auto chat.
Right. Okay.
When I'm in the heat of battle, when I need my allies the most.
When you say, help, help, oh god, okay, let me turn my mic on.
Like, I cannot move my hand or even my thumb away from the movement button.
Yeah.
And again, this game is founded on mobility and movement.
Yeah.
You cannot ask me to move my thumb off that so I can talk to people.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, so let's say, let's play devil's advocate and say, like, you just missed it or something. Even the point that they didn't really explain that is... I don't know. That's pretty disappointing.
I have a big problem with it. And it's not just the experience of me trying to figure out how to talk to my allies. When you have, you know, this came up when, you know, PS3 launched without a built-in mic, right?
Yep.
If you don't have it automatic, people will not use it.
Yep.
And so what you get is an experience that feels significantly less tactical because you don't have the level of cooperation you might get if people were forced to talk.
Yep.
And you look at games like, you know, Natural Selection or Left 4 Dead or, you know, like things where either there's built-in chat ready to go and easy to use or there's built-in tools to replace chat.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even have a, as far as I understand, they don't have a ping system. Like I can't mark a place where I want my allies to go.
Yeah, not that I know of.
So, without those levels of communication, it's difficult to feel like I'm actually working together with a team. The only time I actually feel like I even know where my allies are is when we're all in Titans together.
Yeah, because you can see them from across the map. Yeah, like, yeah, that's... I felt a similar way. Like, it is... It's a small squad, but it doesn't feel very team-based.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a lot... I think a lot of times, because people just aren't talking that much. And I can see people's voice icons.
Yeah.
I just don't hear them, and that makes a lot of sense now that you say that it's push to talk.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the controller. So how did you make the decision? Because I've been trying to do a little bit of experimentation.
Yeah.
How did you make the decision?
Well, I first actually tried the Titanfall beta on Xbox One at work.
Okay.
So I was basically just familiar with it. I mean, I put an embarrassing amount of time playing it after work for a while, like probably like 4 hours of Titanfall.
Yeah.
So I was just used to the controller.
Okay.
And I also, considering how important mobility is, I found that the controller movement was much more fluid in the way that I played.
Yeah.
Like having to hold shift, for example, versus just using the bumper to stay on walls, it just feels more natural.
Oh, to stick to it.
Yeah, to stick to do wall running. Yeah.
Well, you actually don't have to do that. You can just tap shift and then it toggles you into running until you stop. So I've been playing on the keyboard and mouse for a couple reasons. One is because I haven't played a keyboard and mouse game for a long time, and I just wanted to see how it was, probably since, like, I don't know, Unreal or something like that. I really don't play first-person shooters all that much. And then second is because the Xbox 360 controller is a fucking piece of crap. And like, the drift on it is shoddy. Like the stick drift is to a point where I have to boot up third-party software to deaden the zone.
It's super sensitive.
Yeah, and it's not like... And the third-party software I have, it's not like it's a good thing that it's super sensitive. It's like, oh, the stick is not aligning itself correctly anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if I'm just standing still and I've pushed the stick forward...
That's what autocorrect is for, Scott.
I mess with that in-game. Like, there's drift control in the options, and it is not powerful enough to compensate for my Lemon 360 controller.
Right.
And so I was weighing that exact thing, like the mobility, because I feel like whether you're in Titans or you're doing platforming, a controller is kind of the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But for aiming, I feel like mouse and keyboard is the way to go.
Well,
so
then question, does that affect what weapons you use in battle? Like, do you find yourself using the DMR or sniper rifle?
Yeah, I mean, not so much a sniper rifle, because I feel like the sniper rifle is kind of the antithesis of... like, what you should be doing in this sort of game. Like,
It's fun, though. I have to say, it's kind of fun.
I don't really like sniping in general. Like, I find it kind of boring. Like, I'd rather be in the fray.
Yeah.
And this game is very much about the fray.
That's how we play Halo. Like, you and I sort of, you know, fill those roles.
And, like, you know, I guess what I have been doing is, you know, testing out ways of just calling a Titan and not going into it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's clutch. If you're somebody who's not hyper-mobile, putting it in guard mode is great.
But, yeah, I mean, I kind of have taken the Call of Duty tack of, like, I'm just going to unlock the red dot sight and, you know, go to town. Yeah. Like, but, yeah, the guns themselves are I feel like the guns themselves lend themselves to a game that they know people will be potentially playing with a control or a mouse and keyboard.
Yes, yeah. So, like, one of the two modes that I really like to play with, or the two guns I like to play with, are the shotgun and then the noob pistol. I don't know what the noob pistol is called. For those who don't know
what the noob pistol is. I think it's like the auto, what is it called? Auto pistol or something like something that? Yeah,
dumb.
Yeah.
So, it has an enormous reticle, and then it just locks onto targets who are in the reticle space enough. And then you fire, and it fires all of the bullets that you need to kill all of those targets.
Yeah.
So I've killed, like, six grunts in one shot.
Yeah.
Crazy things like that.
I mean, I think that's an interesting innovation because, like, it's pretty hard to kill humans with that gun. Like, you can do it, but, like, it's hard to lock on. Like, they make it harder to lock on. But in that, you become, like, using that gun, you're basically a jungler.
Yes.
Like, you're there farming creeps to get your Titan out faster, and then to, like, get into the fray.
That's basically what I found, is that it's exactly that. And what's actually really interesting, too, is it really favors mobility over other things.
Yeah.
So when I play that mode, I take the, there's the, like, stim hack kind of.
You got perks, and so, you know. Yeah.
So there's the perk that gives you bonus health regen and very fast movement speed.
Yeah.
And so even if I'm facing a pilot, I know that, look, I don't have to aim down at my sights to get him. I just need to bob and weave enough, jump over him, double jump, wall jump, to annoy him until my pistol locks on and kill him.
Yeah.
And it's surprisingly effective.
Yeah.
But again, it favors that playstyle. Run in, mad dash, kill a bunch of grunts, kill a couple pilots, and then drop your Titan that is built for assault.
Yep. And then, like, there's other... I noticed a fair amount of people online when I'm playing have shotguns. I think people like that. Yeah. Quite a bit.
Shotgun, I mean, you'll get an instant kill on a pilot. And again, depending on the map, depending on your playstyle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's... one thing I really like about Titanfall is I think that their level design is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really diverse. It manages to hold a balance of being large enough to have mobile Titans and even have the Titans feel like they can take cover.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, there's incredible range. So, in one of the city maps, if you have the shotgun, you're going to be indoors a lot, right? But if you're indoors, then you're missing out on all of the pilots that are on the rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
And on the rooftops, they're effective as well, right? They're getting long-range kills. They're easier to kill if someone's coming at them. They can drop their Titans and attack Titans a little bit easier. So there's a lot of, like, depending on your playstyle, there's a lot of give and take on what's going to be successful and what isn't.
Yeah, I found that same thing. And it's harder to take out Titans if you're not in the open field because you have these bigger guns that can take down Titans and... You can't. It's harder to snipe with those things, and this game is very good at keeping players from camping.
Yes,
you know, like, it's a game about constant movement, whether it's just the moment to moment movement of running on walls and like doing parkour, or the kind of meta movement of you're always kind of flowing around the map, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know if this is like revolutionizing the first person shooter scene, but it is. Taking a smart look at some of the things that I've grown really tired about Call of Duty with.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the camping.
Yeah, just camping in one area, you know where things are going to happen, or, you know, it's very well, you know, it's a very well guarded place. But like the moment a Titan gets in the mix, then it's really easy to flush people out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. How about the other stuff like around Call of Duty, like the unlocks and the perk system, like?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel egregious. The burn card system, I think, is actually pretty smart.
It will be egregious once they start charging money for those burn cards.
I can see that. I can see that being a problem. But it doesn't feel like, oh, I've unlocked, you know, this guy's unlocked some crazy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it can feel that way. Like, I guess we'll get to the campaign, but, you know, there are certain weapons that, you know, maybe with the perks, it feels a little bit more overpowered and you don't get that. But I mean, over time you start to pick up the pace a little bit. I don't think it's too long until you feel like you're capable enough to customize your pilot and your Titan the way that you want to.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel generally good about that. One of the things I don't like is the is the spawning, actually. I think there are times when I spawn right next to the person who literally just killed me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I found the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I in Call of Duty, I always am like, spawn, kill, spawn, kill, spawn, kill. And I feel like I haven't...
Wow.
It could be just luck of the draw.
I mean, it's not all the time, but it's definitely... There are times when I'm dropped right near somebody. And it might just be, like, you know, the movement is pretty fast.
Yeah.
So people can get from point A to point B. And if you happen to be spawning in point B, then that's just unfortunate for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think... The thing that I grow more and more tired about Call of Duty is like the piling on mechanic.
Yeah.
Where like better people are rewarded with better guns and better perks, which means that like the balance is all whack.
Do you think that's the case in Titanfall?
It is kind of the case because the more people you kill, the faster you get your Titan.
Mm-hmm.
The more Titan kills you get, the faster you get your more awesome Titan powers.
Yeah.
And then on the meta level, the better you do, the more you unlock. Like, I'm still seeing guns that I don't have.
Yes.
By the way, sidebar, I played this on release date. There were already people prestiging.
Yep.
And I was like, what is going on? Like,
yeah, demons.
Yeah, like, I was... But that sort of, like, hyper-competitiveness is the stuff that keeps people like me out of Call of Duty. Because, it's barely fun for me to, like, just get spawn camped a million times in a row.
The one thing I do like is I feel like there's enough customization for pilots to specifically, and for Titans for that matter, specifically counter Titans. You know, like I know that I'm probably not going to get my Titan as fast as others.
Yeah.
So, you know, I run with that arc grenade. I run with a like lock-on missile. Yeah. I've got stealth. Like there are ways, you know, even rodeo riding my enemies, right? Like I've gotten to a point now where I know what is a good tactic for that.
Right.
Which is mostly just get on and then immediately get off again.
Get on, shoot, switch weapons, shoot, yeah, then like jump off and start reloading.
Right,
like,
exactly.
But I mean, I think that's what the piling on mechanic is still there, but there are other subtle things that make you seem like you're still making progress, even if you're not winning.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. And I had this conversation with my coworkers as well, but there's a feeling, even when you lose, that you were effective or you had a good time.
Yeah.
And what I want to make the argument that I think 90% of that is just a total illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious to see how we'll think about Titanfall in a year from now. For example, that target-rich environment full of minions, right? Most of the time, those minion kills are essentially pointless.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're not playing attrition, it's not that big of a deal. I think each minion kill takes off 1 second from your Titanfall, which is what, like 3 minutes?
It's weird. I haven't found the algorithm, because sometimes I see -3 seconds, sometimes I see -9. Like, I don't know what the algorithm is. Like, yeah.
Either way, I mean,
it's not like you won't knock a minute off. It's better to use a burn card
and get a bonus. Which is like 80 seconds, something enormous, right?
Yeah.
And again, you don't, you know, even if you kill a bunch of minions, it doesn't have the same sort of exhilaration that you have when you kill a pilot or when you kill X number of pilots, right? You could be on like a killing spree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the match, you'll see, oh, I killed one pilot, 26 minions.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit, I think it takes the wind out of my sails a little
bit. That's
why
I don't look at my stats.
It doesn't feel effective. The other thing is, I think we're really forgiving because there's a lot of just emergent, cinematic, gorgeous stuff, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
But again, I think, you know, in a year's time, when we're thinking back on Titanfall, will we really see something that is like, oh, that is a strong, tactical, well-built shooter?
Yeah.
Or will we see something that is more flair than content?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think we'll definitely see an arcade shooter. Like, I feel like this is a much more arcade style thing than even Call of Duty. But the other thing is, like, I don't know if like this, like how ethical is this illusion, basically? Like, you know, like is your mind gonna start getting tired of it? Like, oh, you know, it was really fun to kill these creeps early on, but now I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, that's like, are you growing tired of Titanfall yet?
I don't know. I mean, I've been pretty like steady on it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I had a really good set of rounds last night, actually, where I was just winning, like, always in the top three players.
Right.
And, like, but, like, that sort of psychological reward really puts me on a trajectory. Like, if I have a few bad rounds in a row, I'll feel really down on the game.
Yeah.
And if I have a few bad rounds, or a few good rounds, I'll just swing back violently the other way. It's like, I love this game, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no, I totally, yeah. I think I'm probably the same way. Yeah. And I know it because there are moments that are just so freaking cool, right? Like, yeah. You'll be running along a building, and as you're running past, like, an open hall, you'll see a Titan running, mm-hmm. and there's just sort of, like, weird double of just, like, this is an enormous mm-hmm. machine.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You, like, hop on it, and it gives you a ride. Like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, yeah.
There was one of my favorite moments so far. I was running with the Ogre Titan, yeah. which is this enormous tank Titan. Yeah. Yeah. And the Ogre, I sort of, like, tried to min-max my Ogre Titan, so it had, like, bonus shields. It had
like longer stock to shoot more,
yeah. And it had longer nuclear blast.
Oh yeah.
And so there were two Titans, mm-hmm. two like relatively healthy Titans together in like a small quarters, and I drop my Titan right on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get killed or anything,
yeah.
but I make this mad dash and I'm like jumping over to get into my Titan. And yeah. as this is happening, they see me and they're firing, yeah. right? And so the animation is the Titan grabbing me,
right?
Amidst literally like my screen is full of flames, yeah. and it's shoving me into the Titan chest.
Yeah.
And as these flames are coming towards me, like it closes yeah. its doors in yeah. this like gorgeously, like Jerry Bruckheimer yeah. would cry if he could get a shot as epic as yeah. that, yeah. protecting me, right?
Yeah.
The lights come back on. I'm standing up. I'm like, what now, guys? I'm a huge Titan.
Yeah.
I have the like quad four rockets.
Yeah.
So I just deal unload damage, but they kill me in like 10 seconds.
Right.
But I eject and it goes nuclear and yeah. it kills both of them.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
yeah. And I mean, that's the type of thing that I feel like, and you very well could have been last place in that entire round.
Almost yeah. certainly.
But that moment is something, again, that makes you feel like you're making progress and making a difference. yes. And so, like, yeah. it's like, when will the bloom come off the rose, basically?
Yeah, yeah.
Or will it? And, like, there's many, many, like, dynamics that contribute to that. Like, even, like, on the losing team, you have to get to the dropship. And if you get to the dropship, you get some extra XP, yeah. even though you lose the round.
That's, like, by the way, that is a beautiful, yeah. it's a beautiful idea.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Even though I lost, there's still this kind of, you know, mini-game-esque thing that mm-hmm. I can do, and I am still leveling up. Like, the constant Skinner box is still yeah. ticking, you know, you're still getting experience. Like, yeah, it's... So the piling on is not gone, but there's a lot of other things
To mitigate yeah. that feeling. Yeah, I totally yeah. agree. I mean, that's tough, you know? Because I think you're right. Like, when I have that bright moment, then it's all worth it,
yeah.
you know? Like, yeah. I had a moment when I lost, but it felt great because I was the only one to escape. And as I was escaping, yeah. I see my, like, buddy Titan punching another Titan in the face. Yeah. And I typed in, like, chat. I was yeah. like, I'll never forget you.
Yeah.
It was great. And, like, I'm certain there were so many enemy Titans that yeah. they would have just blown up the ship.
He was playing out the end of Reach or something.
Yeah, it was basically the end of Reach. It was amazing. Yeah. But, I think the thing that really drags it down for me, and I think that I'm most concerned about, is not having it feel tactical. Because
mm-hmm.
even if I get a lot of kills,
yeah.
I have no way of making the rest of my team better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't feel like there's no way to really carry in this game. Mm-hmm. You know, even in Call of Duty, if everybody sucks but one guy is getting, like, 50 kills,
yeah.
then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they diffuse everyone's relative value to the team
yeah.
such to the point where it's not really your fault if you win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's rare occasions, I think, where you can really carry.
Yeah.
But
there's always outliers, but, and especially like in certain game types, like, again, we're to the point where, like, you know, we'll always be beaten by middle schoolers
yeah.
because of the time paradox. But, like, but I tend to be better in the capture the, or the, what do they call it? Hard point, like, you know, yeah. you capture the security points.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can think tactically. It's like, okay, guys, you notice how there's like six guys in this base right now? That means everything else is
completely unprotected.
Yeah. Let's just cede this to them and yeah. we can grab the other two.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. But like, that's the sort of thing that you need to be able to talk to people.
Yeah. And know? I haven't had the benefit of actually playing with anyone I know yet.
Yeah. I've we need to do that.
Individually. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, I think if this is going to become tactical, it could be a community-driven thing because it is way easier to put together six people
yep.
than it is to put together a battlefield squad.
I completely agree. And yeah. so, for example, that game mode, Last Titan Standing,
yeah.
I honestly think it's completely pointless to play that mode.
I played that mode a couple times, and I and I never touched it
again. Yeah, never again. Yeah. However, if you can get six groups together, yep. you could start strategizing your team composition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where that mode, I think, could really shine. But again, you have to have those six ready to go.
Yeah. So we should actually, we should do, I mean, the two of us, obviously. Recruit. Well, because, I mean, like, we're already one third of a team, which yeah, is that's nuts. True, yeah. And so, like, we could probably get a couple other people. But again, because it's Origin and most of our friends are on Steam, and because, you know, there are some barriers to entry in terms of actually talking to people. Yeah. Like,
because some people are on Xbox and not
PC. Yeah. I mean, it's a schism in there. So, like, it's harder. You know, I think they tried as much as they could to, you know, have a team based dynamic. And I think the six people helps contribute to that, but yeah. it still is a lot of work on the player end
yeah.
to put something together like that.
Before we wrap up, let's quickly talk about the campaign.
Oh yeah, what the fuck happened in that campaign?
I'm gonna go ahead and try to tell my story.
Okay, tell me the story of the Titanfall campaign.
I will now tell you the story of the Titanfall campaign.
Yeah. Papa, what was the story of the Titanfall?
Tell me about the Titan War. Okay, here's what I think happened. Okay. The Rebel Alliance.
Okay.
This is basically Star Wars.
Okay,
right?
The Rebel Alliance.
The IMC is the Empire.
Okay, the Empire.
And the Rebel Alliance, like Darth the Vader's Firefly Titan. Outsiders were like, this shit, like fascist government, whatever.
We're breaking away.
I don't know what happened there. They broke away.
Okay.
They needed oil for something.
They needed space oil.
So they started attacking space oil depots.
Okay, yeah.
But there were like monsters somewhere. There were dragons
at one point. Here be dragons. Yeah.
And I guess maybe the dragons attacked some people. The IMC, one of the generals was a traitor and defected.
Okay. I was always trying to figure out who defected where.
IMC to the...
So,
Rebels.
The British slash South African Sanic
people. Yeah, it's the British. Yes, this is basically the Boer War.
Yeah, okay. So, like, the South African sounding people were the evil empire.
Yeah, yes.
And then the American roughneck sounding people were the rebels.
Were the rebels.
The militia.
Yeah. So then that dude blew himself up.
Well, oh, right. That guy pulled, like, a Spock where he was, like...
Well, he blew everyone up, which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I guess, like... The AI go intelligent?
Yes, on the IMC side.
On the IMC side.
Because they were going to keep on fighting, but the AI was like, no.
By the way, is the least believable thing, because those Spectres are not smart in-game, all right?
Maybe someone hacked them. Wait, sidebar. Hacking people by shoving a knife into them? And
that is Call of Duty level brilliance.
Yeah,
right there.
It is.
Shit blew up.
Yeah.
I think the military, after everything blew up, then they just went their separate ways. Oh, they... communication towers went down?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let me flesh in some of these fine details here. So there's basically like Mass Effect relays to get out to the frontier.
Oh, it wasn't like radio towers or something. I thought Ansibles.
The towers were the ones keeping the huge wildlife dragon things out of the bases.
Okay.
And so that's why sometimes as the militia you're like, let's take down this tower, then the pterodactyls will fuck shit up and you know, we'll use that to our advantage. So that's the towers.
Okay.
And then there are these weird, like, Mass Effect relay things in order to get out to the frontier.
Right.
And so they know if they can destroy the Mass Effect relay, they can. they know if they can destroy the relay, that will prevent the IMC from getting out to the frontier for, like, several years.
And the Spectres are, like, Legion.
Yes, they're...
Who were the Reavers in this story?
The Spectres, yeah.
We're trying to say is the story kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, your sci-fi, like,
here's
quasi-Confederate story.
Like... I mean, it's not just that, though. Like, God, I had high hopes for the campaign, because I think that there's something...
Oh, man, why?
There's something, because the idea of, like, so look at something like Left 4 Dead, right? Uh-huh. There's a lot of... environmental storytelling.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's some really cool environmental storytelling in the game, right? Sometimes you'll be running around
and
you'll see like a grunt pulling another one or like one of your allies killing an enemy, right?
Yeah.
That type of storytelling is really cool. This is not that, though. This is trying to listen to BioShock audio logs while you're like frantically getting into a Titan. Like you just do not have the mental bandwidth to pay attention to the story. And I think it's easily Titanfall's biggest failure is just the campaign is totally worthless.
Yeah. Well, I also think that these are people that know how many people play the campaign versus how many people play the multiplayer and you just make a decision.
Yeah, but it's not worth it.
Like, yeah, I mean like it's kind of like how we were talking about Ghosts. Like, it feels like two separate games, basically. like the last mm-hmm. Call of Duty, like
yeah.
It's so strange to have it. And it's two separate games to the point where it's two separate developers working on like the multiplayer versus campaign. So it's like, I could see that. I didn't really have too high of hopes for the campaign because they weren't talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it certainly feels patched in. I think that for Titanfall 2 or whatever, they either have to have a better single player campaign. Yeah.
Well, for us.
Yeah. Or, I mean, at least team-based with better AI instead of... Because one of the things, too, is... So, as you're playing the story, you start as the militia, and then you can play as the IMC.
Yeah.
Which means that the people who are playing the IMC have already played the game, familiarized themselves with the mechanics, unlocked better weapons.
Do you always start as the militia?
Always.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought it was just a coin toss.
Yeah. No, you always start as the militia, which means that you will almost always lose as the militia.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like I won as the militia and lost as IMC, because I remember at the end they were like, oh, well, he blew up this thing, and then I guess we'll just have to keep going.
I mean, the story, like, you make no meaningful choices. Yeah. Like, win or lose, the story doesn't change, as far as I understand. There might be one or two blurbs, but it's never an issue.
It's whether you have the, like, victorious audio log versus the, like, sullen audio log. It was very hard to pay attention to that stuff, but it was the classic, like, Call of Duty problem where there's just a bunch of like gruff dudes and it's like, who are these people and why? Which is kind of sad because I'm a sucker for that sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Like all of that, like, you know, oh, we built these towers to keep these. They said that, you know, okay, pilots, you're going in. There's some indigenous wildlife and, you know, keep your eyes forward. Some of these things are big enough to affect jump coordinates or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's great. That's amazing.
Except you never interact with those.
You can shoot the pterodactyls.
Can you kill them?
Yeah, you can kill them. You can't, I think you can kill them.
I don't think so. I've shot pterodactyls and nothing happened.
Oh, I thought I blasted one time. Maybe that was a scripted thing.
Well, I wasn't blasting them with a Titan, though. They really need those heavy rounds.
They're like a dropship.
I mean, they'll carry your minions away, which is kind of cool. But they'll never carry you away. Like, how badass would it be?
That would be pretty fun.
You're rodeo riding your ally, and then just a pterodactyl rips you off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of thing is... There's a lot of set dressing around it, but, I mean, it doesn't make that much of a meaningful difference. And, like, you get this sense from the story that you're supposed to care about these characters. Like, the guy who defects is potentially a drunk, or they have the general in the IMC and the general in the militia... like kind of went to the same army school together or something like that. But like,
you never noble sacrifice.
Yeah. I can't tell you any of their names.
Yeah.
Graves.
That sounds about right.
But that could be any video game.
Like that's a League of Legends character.
Okay. Well maybe I think you're completely right. Like I like the idea that there's a multiplayer campaign, but
it just doesn't work.
Crowbarring a story into it. I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Especially since, who are you? Like, who are you playing as?
You're just some random scrub.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just a dude.
And you just spawn so often that you know it's like they're just throwing men and women into the battle.
This is awful. I remember in that map, playing as IMC when you blow up the hole and you can't escape.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool moment because you're used to the evacuation ship.
Yeah.
If you lose.
Yeah.
I mean, I was used to getting it.
Yeah, no, I was...
So as a Titan, I just tried to run off to the edge of the cliff. I was like, I'm out of here.
Just to look at the majestic landscape before.
Yeah. One last sight.
Yeah, there's a lot of those Call of Duty-esque moments where like, uh-oh, someone shot a helicopter near your helicopter and now they're going to crash into each other. Like, it's you can tell the lineage, but like, that scriptedness juxtaposed against the like, really emergent stuff. Is just a hard thing to do in a campaign.
Yep.
I'm interested to see. I mean, there has to be a Titanfall 2, right?
There's got to be.
So, I mean,
I imagine there's going to be a long cycle of DLC, though.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Which, by the way, I'm surprised they don't already have a season pass offer.
Oh, they do.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just haven't seen it, I guess.
Yeah, you must have just scanned that out, because when you go to buy it, that is the first thing that you see.
Oh, really?
$80 will get you the season pass. And, like, every time I load up Titanfall on Origin, there's already a flag on it saying there's DLC for this. Like,
oh, wow.
So one's supposed to come out in a couple weeks, and then one in the summer and one in the fall.
One in the fall? I mean, I imagine they're going to have to add new Titans.
I mean, even the list of Titans, there's a lot of empty space for more text.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, of course. But the scary thing is,
I want like a spider titan.
I mean, you could have titans that can go on walls. Yeah. Like imagine like, you know, a quasi wall running thing. But like, this is, we're gonna see microtransactions in this game.
Yeah,
for sure.
Interesting.
Those burn cards, 50 cents. Have another burn card.
But you get so many burn cards already.
Yeah, you do now.
That's, man, that's here. That's just a scary portent.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, this paves the way of, like, what DLC stuff will look like, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think you're right. I think you're more likely to see, like, booster packs.
Yes, yeah.
Like, draft card packs.
Yeah, yeah. Buy this pack, and you'll get 3 things about guns, 2 things about mobility, and 1 random, you know, epic drop or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I guess that stuff is less egregious to me because I don't feel like it makes a huge amount of difference because I'm too terrible at it. Yeah. I'm like, but yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if I'll buy into the DLC, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Probably not like specific Titans and stuff, but I would probably do new maps.
Yeah.
Probably do new modes.
Yeah. Once I get good enough at the maps, yeah, I guess that's right. Because you'll learn all of the,
yeah,
the, I mean, routes.
There's certain maps already that I feel pretty proficient with.
Yeah.
All the beta maps.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I mean, that was Titanfall.
That is Titanfall. It'll be interesting to revisit at the end of the year, I think.
I think that's, yeah. And once more of these new generation of shooters come out.
Well, I mean, we still have Destiny. That's our next big...
And whatever happens with Call of Duty next year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because by the time Call of Duty comes out again...
They're probably going to put fucking mechs in it.
Ramirez, get in that Titan!
Did you know, someone told me that the word mech is copyrighted?
Really?
Yeah, so you cannot use the word mech. It's
by
from
what?
Like Mech Assault or something, from way back when.
Huh. What about Mech Warrior?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it was Mech Warrior. All I know is that, like, you're not allowed to use the word mech. Like, you can't, in Titanfall, you can't say, oh, get in your mech.
Yeah. Huh. So it's not just a branding thing. There's, like, legal,
Well, because it's derived from Mecha.
Yeah.
Which is its own copyrighted thing. Right, so, I mean, games invented the word mech, I guess.
Huh. Thanks, games.
Yeah, thank you.
And then copyrighted it.
I mean, yeah, copyrighted it.
Preventing everyone else from using it.
I mean, it's kind of like people calling zombies in The Walking Dead walkers.
Yeah, except that zombies, I mean, who the zombie does not lobby? Know. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's the future. Everyone knows what a mech is.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They don't know, like... You know, the legend of Titanfall is like, well, back in the year 1994...
Yeah, exactly.
Enix Software Industries patented, yeah, like...
It should be the same world, right?
And now on the frontier.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll leave it there for now. If anyone's playing Titanfall out there on the PC, I would say drop us a line. Yeah, yeah.
EXP Shen on Origin.
I think I'm just S Jester on Origin, but we'll put that on the website, too.
Yep.
We can all... go down in glorious flames together. experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And experiencepoints.net is our website. I don't know what's going on there either in terms of our story.
The story? What is our weird backdrop? Audio logs?
Weird audio logs. Every week for like 256 weeks. We're there pretty regularly. We're also on iTunes. If it's review, that would be great. We're on
YouTube.
Twitch.
Yeah, all of the cool places. And until next time, everyone. Take it easy.
Tighten out. Every time we disagree, there's a place you go to.